We're driven by the search for better. But when it comes to hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. Don't search, match with Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform with over 350 million global monthly visitors, according to Indeed data, and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. Ditch the busy work. Use Indeed for scheduling, screening, and messaging so you can connect with candidates faster. Leveraging over 140 million qualifications and preferences every day, Indeed's matching engine is constantly learning from your preferences. So the more you use Indeed, the better it gets. Join more than 3.5 million businesses worldwide that use Indeed to hire great talent fast. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/Blue Wire. Just go to Indeed.com/Blue Wire right now and support our show by saying that you heard about Indeed on this podcast. That's Indeed.com/Blue Wire. Terms and conditions apply. Need to hire? You need Indeed.
Philip has just lost the respect of the Youth League football team he coaches. He was asked what New England should do in the draft, and his answer was objectively terrible. The Athletic just wrote a great article about this, but Philip doesn't have the Athletic or the respect of a boisterous group of 11-year-olds who once looked up to him. Learn from Philip's error, get the Athletic, and get the info you need to speak draft fluently.
And welcome to Courtside with Christy and Gabe right here on the Her Hoop Stats Podcast Network. I am Christy Winter-Scott, joined as always by my guy, Gabe Ibrahim. And Gabe, the playoffs are upon us and is on and popping. I can't wait for the ball to be tipped.
I know. And it's right here. It's tomorrow night is when the games are starting. We've been talking about playoffs all season long. And now it's finally here. And, you know, feels like it kind of snuck up on us because, you know, we didn't get show last week because obviously Christy was up coaching the UA Elite 24 in Chicago. You got to be in that really cool gym, right? The one that's like,
oh my gosh. Yeah. We were on the 17th floor and it was amazing. It was an immaculate view of Chicago and we had the outdoor court for the game. And it was just an amazing opportunity for those young women and the young men who were there, 24 of each, 12 on each team. And I was clapping them up and it was awesome. It was an awesome experience. So it's hard to just sit back in an all-star game and say, well, you know, it's just an all-star game. Yeah. But I'm like, take the cut. Take the horn screen. Like, go over here. And we got the horns. We scored off of it. Anyway, so the one time we did. Anyway, I love y'all if y'all are listening. But, yeah, it was fun. It was fun.
No, it looked like a ton of fun. I'm glad you got that experience. And Shouts to Dano for joining us in the comments. If you guys want to comment anything, I'll probably put up whatever you say because that's how we roll here on the Her Hoop Stats Podcast. Make sure you subscribe to the channel. Make sure you follow us across everything. You can see on the little ticker. I like this StreamYard thing is great. This is fantastic.
I like it.
We're going live. And I do want to get into it because I know we don't have as much time as we normally do, but
yes, we can do it.
I think you're going to play a role in these playoffs, right?
Is that correct? I am. You are correct. You are correct. I found out Sunday night that I will be the reporter for the Phoenix Las Vegas series. So I'll be heading to Vegas today. So it's like, you know, a little bit of everything in this morning, getting all my ducks in a row, if you will, and I'm all set and ready to go out there. So it should be a great series and a lot of storylines within that, which I am pleased to talk about.
No, yeah, I'm excited. I'm excited to hear some of your prep because I know Christy preps so much for these things. It's like she's coaching the game when she's doing the sideline. Yeah, and she's always like, we don't have enough time to talk about everything. It's like, yeah, you're going through every little thing.
I want everything and everything.
But I'm really excited, and that's awesome to see you on ESPN for that Las Vegas Phoenix series. And we will talk about it. But I do want to start getting into the series that we have in front of us, starting with what I think is going to be the big one. I think this is going to be the best series of the first round.
Okay.
The 4 seed Seattle Storm against the 5 seed Washington Mystics. This series starts on Thursday at 10 p.m.
Yeah.
On ESPN2.
My night owl. It's good.
Coffee works, folks. And then we have Sunday at 4 p.m. Those will be the first two games, and TBD on the time for game three. I'm sure this is getting to game three. The season series was 2-1. The last two games were absolutely, absolute classics, in my opinion.
Yeah.
And this is just one of the most even matchups we've ever seen. You look at these teams' offensive and defensive ratings. Offensive rating for Seattle, they're ranked sixth in the league. Washington, seventh. Washington has the best defense in the league. Seattle has the second best defense in the league. Net rating, Seattle is at 5.2. Net rating for Washington, 5.1. They're obviously 4-5 right there. So it's so even in this series that it's hard to figure out what are going to be the factors that make a difference. But what do you, when you're looking at the series, what do you think it could be, some of the things that make a difference?
Well, Gabe, you know what? The first thing that pops in my mind is the Spider-Man meme when they're all sitting
Exactly.
Megan McPeak and I, you know, we were joking about that during our last broadcast of the regular season there with the Mystics and the Indiana Fever on Sunday. And it is. I mean, and you broke it down perfectly statistically, but even the eyeball test, like the starters, the bench players, like everything is the same almost. I mean, you're looking at Seattle that has obviously Stewie and Bird. And then you have Jewel Lloyd, who comes third on that list. I mean, she's a gold medalist as well, right? But then you look at the Mystics and you have Cloud, who is the league leader in assists this year and did her thing all season long across the board, career numbers statistically for her this season. And then Elena Deladon, who has back-to-back over 20 points against Indiana in their last two games. But then, hey man, don't forget about Ariel Atkins. Like, you know, so Jewel
Olympic gold medalist, all-star.
Exactly. Another gold medalist. And, you know, you look at Jewel Lloyd and Ariel Atkins. So for me, those two players are going to be the X factors. Those two players are going to determine how this team flows or not flows, and respectively for their squads. And I really think that, that's what we should be looking at. I mean, stats aside, you know, top two players from each team that you think about when you talk about these two squads aside, it's Lloyd and Atkins. I mean, the way they strap up defensively, they attack you on the offensive end. Now, Ariel Atkins, not that she was a three-point shooter only, you know, in her years behind her, but now I think she's more intentional about getting to the second and third levels of offense and being incredibly productive at getting herself to the free throw line more this year. And you could say the same thing for Jewel Lloyd, where, you know, you look at the stats and the first thing you're going to look at is, what did Sue do? What did Brianna do? But then it's like Jewel Lloyd, her gaudy stat line pops up and it's like, that's the difference maker for the Storm.
And in the game, in the one game that the Storm won here in those, in that two games in Washington, it was because Jewel Lloyd made some ridiculous shots down the end of the game. I do want to say shouts to Jessica. She said that she's, thank God, she said, glad Christie's back. Gabe held it down, but we missed you. So that, I think that's what we were missing. You know, we had Dano and Calvin, we did our best. It's not the same. It's not the same chemistry. You're the captain of the ship. So we're glad to have you back. But we're not putting the stats aside quite yet. That you're, you're talking to me. We're not putting in the stats.
No, let's keep them.
But you look at this, and I think you're right. You know, Jewel Lloyd's going to make a huge difference because she's the player who can really create her own shot at more than anyone on this team. Not that this team, you know, Brianna Stewart and Tina Charles and Sue Bird, who can do it sometimes. And it's like, yeah, you know, they have plenty of options. But I think Jewel is really the one who's going to be the make or break player. I agree with that. And I think Ariel on the other side for her offense is going to be that make or break player. Now, I do think the Mystics are going to line up a little differently. I think Natasha Cloud's going to be on Jewel Lloyd, kind of take away her on ball skills. I think Alicia Clark's going to be on Sue Bird because she's probably the best off ball defender that the Mystics have and one of the best screen navigators in the league. And then you have Ariel kind of playing. I think she'll start on Gabby Williams. That may change, but she'll be roaming around, and she's such a great help side defender that I think it'll be a big factor. So with those matchups, I mean, I just listed out three of the best matchups we're going to see in these playoffs, period. But I think one of the big things that's going to be that's going to determine the series are offensive rebounds. Because again, we're talking about things on the margins. This is going to be a series decided on the margins, going to be decided at the end of the game. So if the Mystics can get a offensive rebounding edge, and it could happen. They're one of the better offensive rebounding teams in the league. They're sixth best in the league, while Seattle is ninth worst in terms of giving up offensive rebounds. Now that's changed a little bit since Tina Charles came back, but in that game in DC, Shakira Austin, grabbed a bunch of rebounds and just gave, you know, DC a little bit more momentum, sometimes figure out offensively what they were doing. And mm-hmm. that paid off at the end of the game.
Right.
So I just think that's going to be a huge factor. But, you know, I'm going to ask you a few questions. Like, here are the things that the questions I don't know what's going to happen, I think, could decide the series. Like, who is shooting more slash better? Natasha Cloud or Sue Bird? Sue Bird is going to be a more efficient shooter, but Natasha Cloud, she may shoot more. And if Natasha Cloud's making her threes, guess what? This series is completely changed on its head.
Right.
And then on the other, and then another one is like, who's providing more offensive value? Is it Gabby Williams with her cutting? Or is it Alicia Clark with her shooting? And she struggled with shooting at times this year. But, you know, it's like, those are the questions that I'm not sure where it's going to go. And I think they may decide the series.
No, absolutely. And I think, you know, Sue Bird has had just a fantastic career, and that's putting it mildly. So there's probably going to be some of that in the tank as well when you have her career on the line, not just for her, but for her teammates wanting to play their best for her to extend her postseason and of course her storied career. So in terms of shooting the ball well, I think what Seattle likes to do, they like to push you to the sidelines. They like to trap pick and rolls and everything. So I think Cloud has got to make great reads out of those defensive actions that Seattle's going to throw their way. I mean, 1 and 2 defensively. I mean, if that's not a chess match, I don't know what it's like. Come on. And when you have Sue Bird out there, I mean, she's the conductor of it all, right?
Yeah.
She's done it all. League leader in assists. And then you have, I mean, overall, like ever in the history of the league leader in assists. Mm-hmm. And then this year, you have Natasha Cloud, who led the league with 7 assists per game this season. So I think that's going to be an incredible matchup. But I'm also a little concerned, too, because Natasha Cloud went out in the last game against Indiana at halftime, and it was precautionary, and they said knee. But, you know, we're not doing any assumptions or anything like that. We just want to make sure everybody's healthy, and we want all the chess pieces in the box, please, and healthy and ready to go. Myesha Hines-Allen missed the last 2 games for our health and safety protocols for the Mystics. But when you're talking about the defense for Washington, Alicia Clark definitely comes to mind. And when you have someone who won championships with Seattle, 2 of them, you have that veteran experience. But I had Monica Brown is like a major Mystics fan, season ticket holder. And she told me after the last game, like they were sitting with their friends, like near the bench. And she said that Alicia Clark was so verbose. Like when she wasn't on the court, she was like, it was like a 6 player defensively on the court saying, hey, watch the screen, move up, slide over, do this and that, the other thing. So she has really been a difference maker. And then at the end of the game, Elena Deladon co-signed that. She said, look, Alicia Clark plays great defense, but she understands the sacrifice that you need to make on that side of the court to make things go well on the other side. So I think you have to give credit where credit is due with Clark and her experience as the oldest player on this Washington Mystics team, but also her voice and the command that she has and how all eyes are on her when she's on or off the court, when she's talking about things that are going on the defensive end. So it's almost like having a coach on the floor with Alicia Clark.
No, she's an incredible basketball player. She, and Ariel Atkins has called her the head of the spear on defense, which is impressive to hear, right, from a player like Ariel Atkins. But she's, I mean, I think the other thing with Alicia is like, if she's hitting those threes, if she's being able to cut to the basket, she's being a little bit, she's able to be more active on the offensive end. That's going to change up a lot of what Seattle wants to do in terms of their pressuring scheme and all that. Like they may not be able to trap as much. They may not be able to blitz as much if those players are hitting shots and finding the seams in the defense. So, and that goes for Shakira Austin as well. I think those two can make a big difference offensively with their activity. We'll see. I don't know. Like I said at the beginning of this, I have no idea what's going to happen. I do want to point out Miles Ehrlich, one of our guys, friend of the podcast, has said Natasha is adamant that she was feeling good. Myesha Hines-Allen's back in the building, so hopefully they are back to full strength. So hopefully they are. But you know what, Christy? I know you're gonna get mad at me. It's time to make picks.
Oh my god, it's time
to make a pick.
Oh my god, you know I gotta juice the hair up a little bit. I start sweating a little bit here.
Do you wanna go first, or do you want me to go first?
You know what? I will go first. I will go first just because I, you know, you influence me a lot with what you say. So I want to make sure I'm like,
I definitely.
Oh, you know, all things being healthy is what we just heard a good report about. And we are here from DC. It's just tough to say anything other than that, you know, and I know that the fans want, you know, the Mystics too.
Sky Show says Mystics Nation is watching. Be careful.
Mystics will win the series.
Mystics going to win?
I say Mystics in three. Mystics. They're going to split out there. They're going to split out there and come back and get it.
You know,
Hey, Mystics Nation.
Shouts to Christy. Christy, she's a Hall of Famer for a reason, folks. She picks her spots.
I know.
I don't know. I'm not just doing this to be against you. And as Mark Schindler points out, betting against a healthy EDD, it's not a good idea to bet against a healthy EDD.
Don't do it.
It's not, but I don't know. So you have to ask me before game three, because I think the one thing I know is it's going to be three, right?
We're going three. I would like for it to be three.
I want to get another home game in. I didn't go the last two regular season games, so I got to get a home game in.
Yeah.
I think I'm just going with Seattle because I just have more players in Seattle that I trust to make a shot at the end of the game to produce their own shot than the Mystics do, and that's no shade to the Mystics. Obviously, these are two of the best teams in the league that happen to have to play each other in the first round.
Hate that.
But I have to trust what I see, and I think I trust Lloyd and Stewart and Bird and Charles just a tiny bit more at the end of the game.
Oh, I don't know. Well, what about the defense for the Mystics taking that away?
I don't think it's hard to take this stuff away because Jewel, as Mark also says, betting against Jewel Lloyd is not a good idea. She's been on fire and she could just she has the Kobe-ness. And I know we talk about that much. It's like she's going to make the shot at a 48 degree angle and she's going to lean back more. And I just trust that a little bit more. And I think she'll have enough space to do it. And it will be against great defense. I think, you know, that's the thing. Ariel Atkins or Natasha Cloud can play great defense on Jewel Lloyd and it may not end up mattering. Right. So, I mean, that's the pick. That's the pick for me. We're going to go head to head on that one.
All right.
It's
the first, but not the last. I'm sure.
It's
Oh, wait, can I just add for a matchup that I want to see? Ezzy Magbegor and Shakir Austin inside.
I want
to see. Two young, youthful, exuberant defensive players, but also can go at you. Ezzy Magbegor kisses it so high off the glass, tough to guard it. Shakir Austin went from being expected to be a 10-minute player to being a starter over 30 games this season. So I want to see that too. So go ahead. Okay, so I had to add that. Shout out to the post players. We're still out here.
And Maisha too. I want to see Maisha because the benches are going to be big too. Again, margins. Everything on the margins. Every single minute. And that's what this series is going to be awesome about. It's like every single minute, every single micro adjustment, every single little thing that the teams do is going to come up in the end. And it's going to affect the bottom line. So
Little things. All big things. They turn out to be big things at the end, honey.
Everything's big. Everything's big. So I'm excited. I think that's going to be a best series, and Christy and I are going head-to-head. Hopefully we get that home game, though, because I really want to see some playoff basketball here in D.C. All right, let's move over to your series, to the Las Vegas Phoenix series. The game times for this are Wednesday at 10 p.m. on ESPN. Again, coffee, good people. Coffee works. Saturday at 9 p.m. on ESPN2. Actually, caffeinated seltzers. No calories, sit better in your stomach. Yeah.
Wow. Yeah. I will investigate.
Caffeinated seltzers. The one I've had is Aha. It's really good. That's not a paid advertisement, but if you want to pay us,
sponsors.
Send me some.
I'll try it.
The season series here, Vegas has won all three games. It's tough to see a path for Phoenix, right, without knowing about the health of Diana Taurasi. Seems like she's not going to come back in this first round. And where Skylar Diggins-Smith is, if she's coming back to the team. And obviously, we just want to send our well wishes to her and hope that everything's okay. She had to step away from the team for personal reasons. So sending good vibes and love her way. If she's not back, though, it's hard for me to see a path for Phoenix. That being said, this Phoenix team, just extremely frisky. They have no conscience. They're just like, okay, whatever. Like, we're just going to keep going.
Right.
And they've made the playoffs. So, I don't know. Can you give me a good reason why someone should pick Phoenix?
Because of just what you said. I mean, it's not an X and O situation right now for Phoenix. It's a willpower situation for them. And, you know, again, like what you said, I co-sign with what you said about Skylar Diggins-Smith. Hopefully everything's okay with her or mm-hmm. stepping away for personal reasons. And they did have to suspend her so that they could qualify for the hardship pickup of the player. So I don't know. I mean, Vanessa Nygaard, she has had really a time this season, right? In terms of in, out of the lineup, Tina Charles leaves, you know, obviously no Brittany Griner all season, bless her too. But for me, I think the hope lies on the will and the passion of this team and the no quit. I mean, this team has not quit. Like, even if they've lost games, I'm not saying they haven't lost games, okay? But in those games, they don't lay down and say, just forget it. No. I mean, Diamond DeShields is not going to say, just forget it. Sophie Cunningham is not going to say, man, you got this one, go ahead. No, nope. They're going to drive you to the rim if they're down 10 or whatever it is. They're going to keep playing hard. And that's what could keep them in games against Las Vegas. But, boy, Las Vegas is tough. Boy. And the way they closed out the season, Gabe, man, they had some nice strong wins there that may yeah. have catapulted them into the number one seed. I mean, obviously that's what it did. I'm saying, like, number one ranking. I have to do all these rankings at the end yes. of the season. Being the favorite, right. Yeah. And had to do that today, you know, this morning, had to do the AP voting and just to see their body of work, you know, over the last week. It's what you want if you're Las Vegas, you know. And I know we're going to talk about Chicago, and Chicago had a couple of speed bumps there.
Yeah, no, and I think for Vegas, I don't know. I mean, I don't know about the favorite right now because I said it was Seattle a day ago, and I was like, changed my mind the next day, and I changed my mind the next day. I don't know who the favorite is. Ask me next week. But I would say for Vegas, you know, I think this is a series that has broken really well for them because yeah. they're a team that lacks depth, especially with De'Arica Hamby out for this first round. Right. I think they're a team that is still trying to find some things that work offensively without Hamby and trying to install Stokes and trying to figure out the defense and the offense at the same time. And they play great through that. And that's a testament right. to Asia Wilson. And I think that's a great argument as to why she should be MVP is that she's been able to kind of keep yeah. this team going just steadily without, you know, the kind of consistency you'd normally see from a top seed.
Right.
That being, I want to give credit to Phoenix, like you're saying. I don't see a path. I think it's going to be Vegas in a sweep. I don't think Phoenix is going to be able to use that zone as much against a team like Vegas that just loves to pop off from three. I think, you know, there's a chance that maybe Phoenix can speed this series up, which is weird because yeah. Vegas loves to run. So it's like, I don't think maybe they slow it down, but they're not a team that slows it down is the issue. Right. So it's like, that's why I think the matchup really works out well for Vegas. I think right. it's going to be Vegas in a sweep, and they'll be moving on in two games and hopefully get De'Arica Hamby back for the next round against what's going to be a really, really good team.
I agree, and I'm going with Vegas too. And just because, I mean, you even without the depth is what you were talking about, with no Hamby yes. and then the bench being kind of a short bench all season long in terms of rotations for Becky Hammond, I just think that, you know, it's quite a challenge and an uphill battle for Phoenix to go against a team, number one, who is playing the way that they're playing right now, right? They are really reading and reacting well in the quarter court. Their defense is on point. And the way they like to push the pace, I think, is going to be a big difference maker as well. And I know I love the spirit of sport. I love passion and players, but at the end of the day, you know, do you have enough? And I think without Diana Taurasi, and we don't know about Skylar Diggins-Smith, obviously without a player like Brittany Griner and Tina Charles now in Seattle, there's just been so many things that have factored into, you know, questionable results for yeah. postseason play. And kudos to them for making it in. I mean, no one gave them even credit for making it into the playoffs. So kudos to them to get in on that 8 seed, but it's going to be quite a battle to beat a team like Las Vegas in Las Vegas.
I think they may be able to sneak out a game. Maybe. I don't know. I actually know what. I don't think they can.
Okay. I was going to say how so. Like, and not in a big way. Now, Phoenix,
I get you.
Hey, no, I'm not going to count them out either. Let's give them a possibility of a split. And, you know, like just from what I said, because of the fire and energy that they play with, the no quit attitude that they play with, and Skylar Diggins-Smith, if she's playing, that could be a difference maker too. So, yeah. I mean, a major difference maker. I mean, she's top five in the league in scoring. Let's not forget. She
first
leads
team
the league,
all WNBA, probably.
First team. And leads the league in free throw attempts. I mean, she is an attacker, right? She's going to get you. So, I think they need Skylar Diggins-Smith. They got to have her. They got to have her, you know, to battle against this team on the road and come out with some success. And they're going to fight. So this is not a shady comment for Phoenix. We're just looking at it the way we're looking at it. And I mean, yeah, I think a lot of people may agree with us.
Yeah, I think most people agree with us. I could see it getting closer. I could see it getting a little closer. Yeah. Just say in some games. But so we're both going with Vegas in a sweep, which means I have Vegas and Seattle in my second round, which is an unbelievable series. And you have Vegas and Washington in the second round, which is going to be an unbelievable series.
Well, Washington swept Vegas all like this season.
I know. It's awesome.
So, I mean, if they advance, I mean,
no,
I digress.
We got to cross that bridge. We get there. I'm so excited. I love having the series back. I love having, you know, three games here. Like this is,
yeah,
awesome. This is how the playoffs are supposed to be. Like we're looking at it and we're saying, okay, where are the little micro adjustments going to be? Where are the little pressure points in the series going to be rather than, hey, what's going to happen in this one game? Mm-hmm. So I'm pumped for it. Okay. Now we got to go to the other side of the bracket though. Ben. And I'll let you pick. This is a dealer's choice here. Mm-hmm. We got Chicago versus New York and we have Connecticut versus Dallas. So where do you want to go first?
Let's go with Chicago. Let's go with Chicago, New York. Yeah.
Chicago, New York. So the game times for this one are Wednesday at 8 p.m. on ESPN2, Saturday at noon on ESPN. Chicago has won this series 3-1 in the season. Now New York, a little bit up and down in the last week, but they've looked good and their numbers say they've been pretty good. And, you know, it's really, they've gotten healthier, but Najee Laney's back. Natasha Howard, she did injure her ankle, so we're trying to see about her availability. Hopefully she's available. Hopefully she's 100%. If she is, then I think New York has all the talent in the world. And they just, you know, and at times they haven't put it together, but they have gotten better throughout the season, I think.
Chicago, I agree. Oh, what did you say? I'm sorry.
Oh, I was just going to say Chicago, on the other hand, has been winning very, very close games. Their margins have been thin. I'm trying to lay the basework for some talk of an upset. Am I reaching at straws here?
No, I don't think so. I mean, you have a team in Chicago who came in last season as a 6th seed and won the whole thing. So, I mean, you can't count that out for New York being a 7th seed and doing that same thing. But at the same time, because Chicago won it last year, they know how to get that job done together, right? And now they have Emma Mieseman, who also won a championship in 2019, so with Washington. So she knows also how to get the job done in postseason. So there's a lot to be said for experience in those environments and in that space. So for me, I am thinking Chicago is going to get this series. And it's not going to be easy, I will say. It's not going to be easy because of how gritty New York has been playing the game. But I just think that Chicago, I mean, even if their momentum hasn't been up to par in the last week, you know, they dropped a couple of games that they shouldn't have, I think, you know, and the way that they lost those games, shouldn't have lost those games, but they did. And, you know, I think that'll make them more hungry. Sometimes you need to lose to win, you know, and not go in so comfortable that you get like hit the back of the neck and not ready for really high level competition. So I think in the playoffs, when you have won it before, you can tap into what got you there and do it again. So New York, they have nothing to lose here. And sometimes it's easy to play free when you have nothing to lose. Hey, we're out here. We're just going to ball out. We're just going to play. And just go for it. So that's dangerous too, because again, it's like Phoenix. It's like, it's not about X's and O's. It's about, you know, in between your two ears and get the job done that way and fight for what you want. And they want to advance.
No, I don't know. New York has a chance. I think some people, and in the comments, I think we have people, ever someone saying, oh, they can win a game. I think they have a chance to win the series. I mean, it is only three games. Love the series having back, but it's only three games. So you only have to win twice. You only have to have two bad shooting games. And like I mentioned, Chicago, those really thin margins this year. They have one of the lowest average margins in games, whether they win or lose. I think it's 7.8 points. That was from Curtis over across the timeline. I think on one hand, it shows that this team can be beat. On the other hand, it shows exactly what we're saying. They're champions. They know how to win at the end of the game. They know exactly what they need to do. They understand how to manipulate the end of the game to get the shots that they want.
Right.
And their team is stacked. I mean, this team is just awesome. Yeah. Bandage, Luke Quigley, Copper, Meeson, and Parker. I mean, come on. That's three finals MVPs. That's one player who should have at least an MVP or a finals MVP on Courtney Vandersloot. So, and Ali Quigley is one of the best shooters in league history.
Yeah.
So, you know, I think they're a little too talented maybe to lose a game. But I also think if Sabrina can get loose, I think the matchups for Sabrina, whoever is guarding her, whether it's Copper, whether that's Rebecca Gardner, who's been a revelation.
How about Gardner?
Right.
Yeah.
Right. She's been awesome. And I think she's going to do a really good job defensively. Yeah. And I think if they can limit Sabrina's, you know, opportunities on the offensive end, this series is over. If she kind of gets loose, well, then it's going to open up everyone else. And it'll depend on how healthy Binaj Elena and Natasha Howard are. Do you want to make a pick now?
Absolutely. I'm going with Chicago. And I just think that experience in the postseason is the best teacher. And you can't learn that until you go through it. You can't learn that until you go through it. So New York right now is going to go through it. Okay. And they're going to go through it.
It's a threat.
Take that how you want it. But I mean, they have to have postseason experience. Right. Mm-hmm. And I just think the way that Chicago has just conducted themselves all season long, they're on a string. Yeah. And even if they don't execute it, they know what they want. Okay. It's not like they're out there. They're not wasting any possessions, wondering who's going to cut where, what on defense, what are we doing? Like, they know what they want to do. They are very intentional with that, but sometimes it doesn't get executed. And sometimes they don't maximize their opportunities to score, but it's not for lack of organization. Okay. Mm-hmm. So I am very impressed with how Chicago has played all season. And when they're carrying that trophy, you know, from last year into the locker room, you know, mentally, they're carrying that mentality with them before game one. So for me, I'm like, hey, you better watch out. You just have to watch out for a team like Chicago, because I think they're hungry. They did it before, want to do it again. And now they have added pieces, you know, with Gardner and Meeseman, who have made a huge difference this season as well in a lot of different ways.
Yeah, no, and I think they're so good. We didn't even mention Azrae Stevens. Like, it's too much. I could come up with reasons, right? Like, you know, New York, one of New York's biggest Achilles heels is that they foul a lot, but Chicago hasn't really taken advantage of that late in throughout the season. I think, though, Chicago's going to be able to attack that more if they're like, hey, we want to get more one-on-ones, we want to get to the line more. They can do that. They're just they have so many options.
They do.
So I think, you know, if this was a one game series, I'd be like, hey, maybe New York has a chance.
Right.
But I'm with you. I'm going Chicago in three. And but shouts to New York for making the playoffs. They had a really rough start to the year. They've had a lot of injuries. And I think they did well to get into the playoffs. And hopefully, you know, this is the first of a playoff run, so we can see this team come together and play in some big games.
Yeah, agreed.
But I'm with you. It's gonna be tough. It's gonna be tough. I could also see them getting blown out both games and just going out sad. Let's move over to the last series of the day before Christy has to go do her prep for Las Vegas. Coach Christy's going to be back in the saddle, looking at all the matchups.
Absolutely.
Let's get to Connecticut versus Dallas. Game times for the games in Connecticut: Thursday at 8 p.m. on ESPNU, Sunday at noon on ABC. Kind of weird that they got the ESPNU game and an ABC game, but whatever. I don't make the schedules there. Dallas has actually won this series 2-1. And they've been playing some pretty nice basketball for most of the last month, right? It's becoming a sexy upset pick. A lot of people are mad at Kurt Miller for trying to win the last game of the season because they thought he should roll over for Sill or something. I didn't agree with that. Did you see this?
I didn't see the banter about it, but the game is the game. And, roll the ball out and let's go. And Sill, oh my God, we love you. And it's not about that. But, I mean, you want to be preparing for the playoffs too, right? You want all your cylinders oiled up and ready to roll.
It's like it'd be disrespectful to Sylvia if they didn't try hard to win that game. Now, if they're a team that's resting or whatever, but that's definitely not what Kurt Miller has ever done.
I don't like the resting thing. Unless you're injured or whatever. Yeah. I don't know. I mean, for a game like that, to sit your top seven players, I don't think that's a good plan.
So yeah, to quote Herm Edwards, you play to win the game. That's how you respect the game. Back to what's happening in the future. Connecticut against Dallas. I think that this is a sexy upset pick. A lot of people may think a little bit worse of Connecticut after their run last year in the playoffs because they didn't do as much as we thought. This team is usually a team that overperforms in the playoffs, if y'all want to get more historical about it.
Right.
Obviously, no Jasmine Thomas. We've talked about that all year. But this team is rolling into the playoffs. 16.2 net rating in their last five games. Their defensive rating, 93.8 in those last five games. Wow. Shutting teams down.
Yeah.
Dominating. Dominant fashion. So, what do you see from this Connecticut-Dallas series?
I mean, Dallas, wow. What did they put up, 116 points against L.A. in their last game? I mean...
Yeah. L.A. going out sad.
And you said what?
L.A. is going out sad.
I know. That was a rough way to close the season for the Sparks. But, just for Dallas to be clicking like they are right now, I think it's pretty amazing. And that's what you want. That's what we were just talking about. Momentum heading into the postseason. You want to be playing your best basketball. Win or lose. Like, you want to be playing your best basketball. You prefer to win, obviously, but you don't want to win and not play well, okay? So I've played and coached for a long time. You're like, you don't want to go in like, we won by 12, or we won by 15 or whatever, but, man, we did not play our best basketball as a team. And it could be like, oh, come on, coach, like, we won the game. Like, no. I mean, I'm a product of we won the game, but we got out-rebounded and ran the stairs at Coalfield House. So I'm a product of that mentality. Like, there's always something you can do better. Okay. So that's where I'm coming. That's my frame of reference on that. But with that being said, you have to look at a team like Dallas and give them their credit. I mean, Mabry is playing out of her mind.
She really is.
Like, how do you, there's no way really to contain a mentality like that. I mean, she is, she's coming at you. She's going to be disruptive defensively too. It's not just her offense I'm talking about. She has just been this fireball for Dallas, and they've been amazing because of it. Arike Ogunbowale was out, with the injury and everything like that. So, sometimes that fuels the team to even go further, than what's expected of them production-wise on both sides of the court. So I think Dallas has really stepped up in that way, and it's really been impressive to watch down the stretch. But when you're, in the playoffs, anything can happen. And when you have that mental advantage of having a 2-1, lead in the series over a team like Connecticut, who, without Jasmine Thomas, I really hate that she is injured this season. And, last year they were missing Alyssa Thomas in the same way, but she was able to come back for the playoffs. And it's just a tough dynamic for Connecticut. So for Connecticut, their challenge, I mean, they're hungry because they're coming in after being beaten twice by this team. So a lot of film study, a lot of, like you said, the micro details that are on the table right now. They have to take care of that.
So Dallas, I think they can be confident. They're probably not as scared of this Connecticut team as they should be. His Connecticut team's mean. Look, like that, when you're playing, it's Alyssa Thomas. You load up on the ice packs, get ready, because it's going to be a physical game. Yeah. But I do think, you know, one of the things that they can hang their hat on is exactly what you're saying, the attitude, them winning. Obviously, no Rike Ogunbowale still. She's going to be out for at least this first round of the playoffs and, you know, sending good vibes to her and her injury. Yeah. Maybe she can come back if they do win this series. But I think they actually look good without her because they have a point guard on the floor at all times. And that's really helped them, help their offense move a little bit quicker. So I think with Veronica Burton in the starting lineup, they have looked better. That being said, Veronica Burton's a rookie. Now, I think the matchups, though, are pretty good for the wings, right? Because we're going to have, you know, let's play out these matchups a little bit. Natisha Heidemann will be covered by Marina Mabry, and she'll probably be cut. They'll probably be matched up on the other end, too. Courtney Williams can be matched up with Veronica Burton because she's a little bit more of an on-ball threat. Right. Then we have Dwanna Bonner against Alicia Gray, the two Olympians. You know, Alyssa Thomas, Kayla Thornton, two players kind of looking in the mirror. It's kind of like if you guys are watching the NBA Finals, Grant Williams and Draymond Green, right?
Yeah.
You know, one of them, Kayla's trying to be a little bit like Alyssa, and Alyssa is Alyssa. So, you know, I think that's a pretty good matchup. And then you got Tierra McCowan, Jonquel Jones in the middle. And McCowan has been a breath of fresh air.
Yeah.
As Chiquita said in the comment, she's playing like she did at Mississippi State. She's gobbling up rebounds. So she's been amazing. And that can help slow down Connecticut.
Yeah.
That being said, you look at the bench, Brianna Jones has been an unbelievable player off the bench.
Yeah.
And she could be starting in this lineup.
Easily.
I think we'll be seeing that. I think we'll be seeing those three bigs together with Courtney Williams and this monster lineup that actually I think Dallas has some answers for with Isabel Harrison, Awa Kuir. Like, I think this is a really good matchup. But
uh-oh.
I think Connecticut's just better. It's like the matchup's good because the players are similarly sized and they can match up, but the Connecticut just has better players, and I think that's going to manifest itself in a lot of ways. And I think it could be in transition that Connecticut really takes advantage. They can turn the ball over. Dallas has not been great about taking care of the ball recently. And I think that can be a huge area for Connecticut to take advantage of. They have the second most possessions in that space, but Dallas's transition defense is really solid too. So I think it's a good matchup. And I think we're going to go three. I just think Connecticut has better players. End of the day.
Yeah, I think without Arike Ogunbowale, I think it's going to be really tough for Dallas, even though, like you said, their pace of play is different. Veronica Burton, loved her at Northwestern for Joe McEwen collegiately. She is a rookie, but she has really been thrown and thrust into this experience, you know, to have big minutes in games this year, down the stretch in games. So they have a lot of trust in her. Especially on the defensive end, she is very wise and she's smart with her decisions that she makes on both sides of the court. But I think her confidence on the offensive end has grown as the year has. And you think of her as just being this defensive stalwart, but no, she can score the ball too. Like if she has an opportunity, she's not going to pass up opportunities to score it. So I think even with that, I think, you know, experience is what it is. And I think Connecticut and their core right now, they have experience deep into the postseason. And let's just call that what it is. And I've already said that about a team like Washington. I already said that earlier, you know, about other teams having experience and how that makes a big difference, like Chicago. So for me in this series, I would love to see it go three, just because of the grit and determination that Dallas possesses. I just think that Connecticut, they were just picked in every category last year to win the title. So I think it's like a run it back situation for them. And now they have it right in front of them. And in spite of what happened in the regular season, I think they're going to come in and play super hungry in this series and try to close it out in two. But I realistically see it going three, but I'm going to go ahead and go with Connecticut too.
I am too. And yeah, shout out to Ty Harris. Ty Harris has been amazing. Thanks for pointing that out, Tiger. But yeah, you know, I just think they're going to be a little better, but I wouldn't be shocked. Would not be shocked if it goes the other way. Now, so let's just see where we're at. I know we got to get Christy out of here. Because she's got to get ready. She's got to get ready. So let's just wrap up what we got. So we only disagree on one series outcome.
Oh boy.
Cause we have Connecticut together,
right?
Chicago.
Yeah.
And we have Vegas all in the same game. So we have three favorites. So if you don't like that, mention it in the comments. So let us know.
Yeah, talk about that.
And then we disagree on the Mystics and the Storm. Now let's just make a really quick pick. We don't have to explain it. There's no explanation. No explanation.
Okay.
Who's winning the title?
Oh my God. That's what you were going to go with. That's what you were going to go with. Who's in the finals? You're going all the way to the tippy top. You went to tip top, y'all. Let's see. Oh boy.
You can pick your finals matchup.
Finals matchup?
But you have to do both then.
No, okay. I just need to do one. You know, I can't handle all that. You know, I'm stressing out. I can't. You know. Way my DNA is set up. I can't pick all that at one time. Let's go. Oh boy. To win the whole shebang. I mean, Vegas right now to me.
Okay, you and Charisse.
Oh, hey, Charisse, girl, you and me. Same page. I don't know. I just think the way that they've been playing and barring any injuries, I just think that they just have a toughness right now about them. And then Becky Hammon, who has just been amazing with the same core group of players, right? Mm-hmm. Basically, minus Elizabeth Cambage, but the same core group, but just totally reshuffled and recalibrated the philosophy of how they want to play the game. You know, instead of inside out, they're more outside in. Their defense has changed. Like, everything about them has changed. And look at them at the one seed. I don't know. There's a reason that they're there. So I'm going to leave them there.
Okay. I'm disagreeing. I think whoever wins that Seattle-Washington series is winning the title.
Oh, boy.
I really do. And because it'll be whoever wins that series is going to be on such a high from beating that other great team I think they're going to really have it figured out by the end of that series.
Yeah.
So because I have Seattle winning that series, I have Seattle winning the title in Sue Bird's last year. Tina Charles gets her first title, and I think they do it against the Connecticut Sun, who come out of the other side, because I think Connecticut's going to be playing really well. They're going to be playing motivated against the Chicago team, and I think they can pull that one out. So,
interesting.
I'm going Seattle over Connecticut in the championship.
Wow.
Well, I'm subject to change. Hold on.
You have an asterisk? Oh, can I get an asterisk too?
You have to call it.
As Mark
Schindler said at the beginning of this podcast, Gabe has immaculate lawyer vibes today.
He really does.
It's subject to change.
Oh, by the way, writing that I can't read without glasses, like a little tiny.
The fine print here, subject to change.
What are we doing?
All right, Chrissy, we'll get you out of here. I do want to remind people, subscribe to the channel, drop us a like, that really helps. Again, comment on like the actual video and not just the live. We absolutely really appreciate everyone who's in the comments here. I think we mentioned pretty much everyone that was in there, and we really, really appreciate the comments guiding you guys, you know, guiding our thoughts here today. So we really appreciate it. We'll see what happens. I see I've caused some controversy for championship.
Already. I know. We'll see what happens, especially, you know, with all, you know, the decisions that we had to make today in the bracket. But it was super fun.
Sorry, Spread the Floor is going to be live tomorrow making betting picks. So make sure you're subscribed over there as well. And then that's it. That's all I got. Now, get me out of here before people get mad at me.
Oh, no. I think they're already mad at me. So we don't have to go home. I have to go to Vegas, but we got to get up out of here. And oh my goodness, we'll be right here next week to talk about our picks and to see how things panned out. But thank you guys so much for joining us today right here on the Her Hoop Stats Podcast Network. For my guy, Gabe Ibrahim, I'm Christy Winter Scott. We'll see you next time.